music video complete behind the scenes with full audio, guest ideas before and after. This is the Complete Famous Talk podcast. How is everybody doing? I am James Johnson, frontman, production manager, and director of this entire project that you have soon to find out about. My co-host here, Hamilton.
Hello.
What is up, Hamilton? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, man. What is your role?
I am one of the production team, one of the directors. I am in charge of the intellectual and creative side and the technical side of this music video.
I hear it, yeah. And that's one of the actually main roles, and I almost like you're my boss.
It's somewhat.
Like, yeah, right? You like, yeah. Do you like that role better? You'll just be like, I'm James's boss.
Is that, yeah.
Okay, cool. Robert is actually the lead filmmaker. He cannot be in this today. He will be on our next episode, and we will have plenty to talk about when Robert is here. This is kind of just us explaining this podcast and what it's about. This is about our music video and everything behind it. So, Hamilton, what exactly goes into this zero budget? You're going to hear me say that a lot, and we'll explain in a bit. Right. But zero budget music video, what goes into it as far as you're concerned as the production manager?
So zero budget literally means $0 that are available for us to use in this production. We are not a Hollywood production. We are not a Warner Brother or whatever kind of production.
Steven Spielberg.
Nothing. We are Desert Hot Springs Productions.
Right.
$0, iPhones, Walmart cameras, Walmart skills. I mean, it's
well, not necessarily.
Not skills.
I'm sure there's great employees at Walmart, but I mean, yeah. Not necessarily Walmart skills.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that this is a very low budget production.
Zero.
That yes. Anybody could literally do if they have the passion and the creativity and the willingness to do this. You'll see this as a learning experience for us as we go through this, since our limitations are this equipment. But, you know, we'll subdue something out of this.
And a lot of people are going to online college. That's a big thing nowadays. Online school, online college. This is a great educational experience if you want to learn just an indie do-it-yourself type music video. This is probably something you want to stop and take notes in. And it's important for you to do so because you can learn the trial and error before you actually have to make those trial and error mistakes. Hamilton, what is the next steps that we have so far? What is the battle that we have in front of us, man?
One of the battles in front of us is just casting, location, scheduling, because everybody has a different schedule. So we all have to come together and really find a day that we could put a set apart and time to literally hash this out for the whole day, because this each scene, each storyboard, every little thing takes time consuming. Even these podcasts take time to do.
And what a lot of people think is just for photographers, you think it's just it's so easy with a point and shoot, and it's not. Every single photographer that you see takes, with an actual camera in the least, takes a decent time and skill to be able to hone that craft. And it's incredibly hard to do so. I don't have the hands or patience, honestly. And that is why we have people helping us to do so. Hamilton actually goes a lot further back in this podcast, or not in this podcast, but in the group, in the band, and we'll go into that after our commercial break.
Of course.
But he has a lot of stories, in fact, with the band and before anything even really became of it. But we have a fun thing going on, and it is I guess you can say bring your own song to the station type thing. But what we're doing is we are every episode we're going to take commercial break. We're going to hit you with a sponsor and hit you with a song. It could be a Rival Alaska song coming up, maybe an underground one. But today, Mr. Martinez brought his own song. What are you cooking up here, Hamilton?
I chose Give Yourself a Try by the 1975 because I believe it has a really good message for anybody who's, you know, just needs that little extra push to undertake a certain project, certain move, certain decision. Sometimes we ourselves are the ones that hold us back from continuing forward. So maybe sometimes we need to just give it a try.
And
let's go for it.
I think this is also a very controversial song. There's a lot of different people that have different opinions on it.
Yes.
And I think that this is important to play on, especially beginning in this first episode. So with that being said, I guess I'll let you shoot it out.
Of course. This is Give Yourself a Try by The 1975.
Back. Music video complete behind the scenes with full audio guest ideas before and after. We hope you enjoyed that track by The 1975. And if you have any comments about it, if you want to just release your opinion, you want to get that out about that track, please comment, send us anything. We want to hear your opinion on that track. We all have kind of developed our own, I would say. Yeah. So, Hamilton, now that we're back from a break, you have a very strong path.
I actually have more history beyond the band. I met James at 6th grade or 7th grade, what?
6th grade, yeah.
6th grade. I met him, became friends. And then I used to have dreams that I always wanted. You know, because I was in school, I had dreams that one day I wanted to be playing a show at the gymnasium.
Small scale.
It was obviously small scale, but for me it was like, you know, that this is the you know, the Drew Staples Center.
Right, thing. Right.
So in 7th grade, I started talking to James more on the musical aspect of it. And we started playing music, and we talked about making a band, and we started playing it. And it just developed us musically. I never knew that was going to take us through a whole different journey. Different bands, I think it was Under the Clouds.
Yeah, before yeah. To start out with, oh my
it
god.
Was, that was its own experience, but after all that stuff, trial and error, a lot of it, you know, we start playing a talent show, and it didn't go very well.
We did a Beatles cover. We did You've Got to Hide Your Love Away by the Beatles, which is a very underrated Beatles song. Very, very, very Beatles-esque, but very underrated. And a lot of kids were like, just... Yeah, it was like a folk, you know, it was just not generational.
No, of course not. So, we took that failure and we decided to make something out of it. And we got together with a few friends and made something called The Mosquitoes. At first it was even called Radio Flyer. I remember said Radio Flyer. And I was like, let's call it Radio Flyer. I was like, nah. So we decided for some reason on The Mosquitoes. And then at that time it was with someone called Oscar. And then me and you.
Yep.
And then we started there, and then all the members joined, and then we played at the talent show the next year, and then we absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, at first place, we were able to play at the rally, and I mean, all of our friends and peers deserved. I mean, obviously, live music is rare nowadays, and that was something. Seeing your peers play it and play not too bad,
and of course, it doesn't seem that big of a venue, but for us, it was definitely the step we needed to, you know, launch this project. And ever since then, we've had our different ups and downs. And you know, I'm no longer part of the studio, but now I'm helping on a different aspect, the production and stuff. It's been a lot of years, almost
7, 8.
I've been working with James on the creative side for many, many years. And hopefully this is something that has a lot more.
And I think it will continue. I mean, it's only getting stronger as we go. I mean, there's only positions that are available as we go. I think it's a great blessing, and it's a great experience that we can now next episode, we're going to be talking about our casting. We're going to be bringing on Robert, and he is a filmmaker with Real Photography. We're going to be bringing him on. He's one of the visual coordinators with us, and unfortunately couldn't make it today. And we're also going to be talking to the man in the box, and he's going to be introducing. He's going to come on through. He'll be on some shows. Very quiet, very mysterious, but he's a very important part of the show.
Right.
So with that saying, look forward to our next episode. We will discuss casting. We'll discuss locations. We'll discuss a lot of things.
Space Force.
Yes, that was one we definitely leave out. Thanks to our sponsor, right? So we hope you enjoyed our first episode. Thank you very much to the 1975 for allowing us to play their debut single. Thank you, Hamilton. I appreciate you always being on here.
Pleasure.
We'll see you next episode, per usual. Shout out to you guys for listening. And again, music video, complete behind the scenes with full audio, guest ideas before and after. This is the Famous Talk Complete Podcast.